Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Welcome back, baby. I'm happy to be back.
What's good, y'all?
Mwah.
We got to recap a fun episode from last week.
I really enjoyed that episode because I got to finally talk about my experience in the ER.
Your trauma.
My drama. But I'm excited about this week's episode. It's kind of different. We've never done something like it. But I'm excited to recap last week's episode first.
Absolutely. First of all, we had the girlfriend that left OP because he lost a nut.
Yikes.
That's no bueno.
Snip, snip.
And that was not fake.
Not fake.
Next, we have the hospital roommate that tried to convert the OP to Jesus.
I think it was fake.
That was fake AF.
That was hilarious. That was such a good story.
I agree.
I was impressed by you with that, and ChatGPT, of course, but it was really good.
This is not too shabby.
It was hilarious.
I mean, and just for the sake of it, we'll update on the other ones. The other one was AITA for refusing to talk to my husband because he chose work over my surgery. That was no good, but that was a real thing that happened. And then, should I tell my family about the chances of survival for my surgery? That was a 20 to 40% chance of surviving, remember?
I was really hoping that was the fake one.
I think everyone in the world that listened hoped that was the fake too, but it was not the fake.
No.
And there was no update. And that was 6 years ago.
He's dead.
He's gone. That's sad. The medical world is real. Shout out to medical professionals one more time.
Yeah.
Because their job is freaking hard. And they deal with stuff like that all the time.
All the time. That's so sad.
It ain't right.
It ain't right.
So, this week we got a little something different. We're going to share a few more than four stories. Only one of them will be fake. But the theme for this week is celebrity time.
Boom.
Like tea, you get it?
Pretty clever. It's pretty clever, Joe.
You know. So there, the theme is essentially celebrity run-ins, celebrity stories.
Yes.
I think initially we wanted it to be like all these crazy stories, but there's really not that many on the internet of like really crazy things. So it's just kind of ones that we liked. Interesting stories that came from celebrity interactions.
Boom, baby.
So that's it.
I need to tell one. Have you ever met a celebrity before?
Well, hold on a second.
Oh.
Well, just wait a second, would you?
Okay.
No, so we can definitely share our stories, right? Okay. Like throughout. If you want to lead off with the story, go ahead. But I have plenty that I have like
no way.
Ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You have
so
to know.
Impressed. Okay, well, I have to start with one.
Okay.
So I was a senior in high school, and Somo, you girls, you know Somo. I'm going to ride.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah. That was my song in high school, and I didn't even really know what that meant, but it's fine.
You still don't.
Probably not. But anyways, me and my friends were all together, and we were like, oh, someone's going to be at this, like, club. Let's see if we can get in, and, like, let's go. It was, like, totally free. We walk in, we get into this club, and someone was literally right in front of us on stage. We're, like, in the front row. There's, like, maybe 50 girls there, like, 50 people. It was, like, tiny little show. And he's singing up there. We're all dancing. And I'm like waving, going like this. Like, oh my gosh, Somo. And he looks at me. And he instantly was like kind of like singing to me and stuff. And I was like, Somo, can we go up there? And he looked at his manager and was like, get her up here. And so I like start freaking out. So I grabbed my friend that was next to me. Like, okay, you're going to come with me. And the manager was like, yeah. And he's like, you too, come on. And so they brought a security guard down, which they're really, it wasn't even that packed. So it's kind of funny how like this all was like a bigger deal than it was. Security guard comes down and escorts like me and my friend up to onto the stage. And at this point, someone's now like sitting down like in like the corner, and he's sitting there and like all his friends are like next to him. And I like go up to him. I'm like, hi. And he's like, hey, what's up? And I go, this is literally what I said. I said, your song Ride got me feeling some type of way.
Yo.
I am not kidding you. The instant ick this man got for me.
Oh.
As soon as I said that. My chance was gone. It was over. I was also probably not even 18 at that point. So it's probably a good thing he got the ick. But really, I was mortified, and I can spit game. Like, I feel like I have game, or I did, back in the day, clearly not at this moment, it was humiliating. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, I'm going to go jump off a cliff. Like, I am so embarrassed. And my friend literally looked at me like, you do not just say that. Like, you ruined our chances. And it was mortifying. So anyways, that's my story with the celebrity. And I've never seen him since.
That's crazy. I don't know why.
The song doesn't even get me feeling some type of way after
that,
too.
Oh, it did.
I had, like, PTSD after that. So, like, when I would hear the song, like, I would just see his face of, like, pure ick.
Just that thought of, man, that cringe moment where, like, I'm laying in bed at 11:30 at night and I just think, like, why is that what I decided to say?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's tough.
The face, I'll never forget it. He was like...
And, like, it's not, like, what you said either. It's kind of how you said it also.
Right. It was just too far, too much, right off the jump. Like, first thing I'm saying to this guy.
That's tough. That is tough.
I know.
So, whether you're thinking of your own story now, or maybe you're inspired of one that happened to you throughout this week's episode, please, please email us your stories, your celebrity encounters, especially this one. Because... I scoured the internet and there are so many posts and they're all like a paragraph long of just run-ins with celebrities and how we all say the dumbest things.
Like, so these poor celebrities, I mean, actually, no, screw them. They make so much money, but still, like, the interactions they have on people all the time.
Well, it's,
yeah.
They
probably have the worst interactions at all times. They probably feel so awkward all the time.
They definitely don't get the best interactions with humans, like, oh, that's for sure. They lose a lot of the, like, sincerity that comes from being a real person.
Yeah.
So actually that kind of sucks for them, but also if you read the stories, some of them suck anyway, so I don't know how I feel about celebrities. I'm not even like a big celebrity person, like, yeah. I realized in doing this research that there's a lot of celebrities that I have no idea who they are, like plenty where they're like, oh yeah, this is an A-list person. I'm like, no idea who that is. I'm excited to get into it. We have, again, quite a few stories to share. Should I go first or should I go first?
You should go first.
And again, they're all going to be a little bit shorter snippets, but they are fun.
Okay. Well, let's see which one's the fake.
All right. Well, yeah. See which one's the fake. Internet frenzy. Electric love, so trendy. Bites in this, we're blending. One click, no pretending. This comes from the subreddit FOMOI. Not sure, stumbled across it, kind of doing my research here.
Fake.
But this comes from that subreddit, and this was a post that basically is saying, let's talk about any fun celebrity stories, funny celebrity stories you had. This was just a comment on the post. It says, my dad was a foreman for a construction company that used to do high-end work for clients in LA, so he met a lot of celebrities. Some nice stories, others not so much, but the one that always cracks me up is the Adam Sandler one.
I love me some Adam Sandler.
Everybody knows Adam Sandler, too. Like, he's a legend. Sandler had just bought a house in LA and was looking to make a few changes and renovations, so my dad was sent to survey the site. His boss, the owner of the company, was supposed to be there first, but he got held up in LA traffic. So my dad was just waiting in his truck when none other than Adam Sandler approaches him to invite him inside for some coffee while they waited. This was cool and all, but there were two reasons my dad was waiting outside. One, he understands English perfectly, but speaks with an extremely heavy accent.
Okay.
And he didn't want to embarrass himself with the high-profile client. And two, he had a stomach infection, and his farts could peel the stucco off a wall. But he wasn't going to be rude and say no, so he goes inside.
Oh, no.
According to my dad, Adam is very polite but serious. He offers him coffee and snacks and sits with him to wait for the boss, and they sit in an uncomfortable silence, broken up by the occasional small talk and bowel sounds. At this point, my dad's stomach is audibly gurgling from the incoming disaster, so he gestures his head to use the bathroom to Adam, who walks him to the bathroom where my father proceeds to annihilate the toilet in this effing mansion.
No.
Boss arrives soon after. They check the site and meet back up at the office where he, not knowing my dad used Adam's bathroom, says, before we do any work, I think we should get someone to check the plumbing because it smelled like 100 leaking septic tanks in here.
Ew.
says, the last sentence says, my dad tells this story with more pride than he does anything related to my siblings and I.
Do we think that is real? Because that's bad.
What do you mean, do we think it's real?
Is it real?
Are you just, you're questioning the first story of the week?
Just because that's crazy. Adam Sandler inviting someone in for coffee. That's wild. That's pretty cool of him.
Well, just think, he's expecting this construction crew to come in and renovate his house.
So yeah.
He pulls up, he sees a construction truck, and he's like, oh, like, this guy's just sitting in his truck. Like, I'm going to be a nice guy. I'm going to invite him in.
That's super nice.
Obviously, there's, like, the language barrier where he says his dad is not, like, he has a very thick accent. Oh. So, they're not going to be, like, shooting the breeze and, like, catching up on whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just Adam Sandler being courteous and, like, being in an awkward situation where this guy had to.
I would love to sit across from Adam Sandler. Like, I feel like that would be one celebrity where I wouldn't be, I mean, who knows, maybe I would be, but I just feel like I'd actually be pretty comfortable sitting in front of him. And I would love to pick his brain. And I would love to star in one of his movies with him.
I would love to have him on the pod.
Adam Sandler.
Well, I mean, tell you what.
Why not?
We'll tag him.
That should be our bucket list.
Our bucket list? This is one of the things.
That's literally our only thing on our bucket list, is to have Adam Sandler on our pod.
Listen, Adam Sandler.
We could ball it up on the basketball court.
I watch all your movies. Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Even like Click.
Yep. Keep going.
Come on the pod, bro.
Yep.
Billy Madison, my favorite.
100%.
It's excellent.
Our Halloween movie.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
So good.
Nikki's Halloween. No, is it something like that? Something Nikki.
Shit. He's not going to.
Well, there's Little Nicky, which is another Adam Sandler movie. Eight Crazy Nights is another one. That's a cartoon that he's a voice actor in.
Keep it up.
Hubie Halloween.
Yes, give it. That's my guy right there.
That's it.
Hubie, we want you on.
And a million, literally. Mr. Deeds?
Oh,
goodness. Adam Sandler.
So many good ones. What's the one with Drew Barrymore? I love that one.
50 First Dates, of course.
It's so cute.
Then what else is there? Grown Ups? All the Grown Ups?
Can't forget Grown Ups.
The guy's a legend.
He just has, all of his movies are just so good and bingeable. We should have an Adam Sandler movie night.
And Adam, I know you like hoops.
Yes, I know.
So I'll take you to the local church building. We'll run some basketball. I'll get you so many open jumpers, bro.
Just a couple.
Don't
get him cocky.
No, I mean, like, literally so many open J's.
We'll do anything for you, Adam.
Well, I hope he never hears this. All right, who's next? Me or you?
Me.
I wish you would.
Okay, my turn. So this is from the subreddit Los Angeles, and it says, what's your weirdest, worst celebrity encounter? Asking because I was just reminded of the time my friend and I ran into Abby Lee Miller, the Millifit instructor and Dance Moms, and were convinced she cursed us. Last year, we went to see the movie Missing in theaters. And at the end, when we were getting up to leave, my friend noticed that Abby Lee Miller was sitting behind us the whole time. She told me not to look, but as soon as we were walking out, I made eye contact with her and smiled. She just glared back. Anyway, the next morning, my friend and I both had horrible diarrhea, even though we ate different things the night before. So we think Abby Lee Miller cursed us with the shits. Anyway, what about you guys?
Wow. So my suspicion was right all along. Abby Lee is an actual witch that can curse people.
No, see, I am so team Abby Lee Miller.
I'm team whoever's against her.
That's pretty much everyone.
And I'm against that show.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, this show's pretty toxic, but it is for TV, so who knows if it was as toxic as it looks.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I didn't like JoJo Siwa until she went on that World's Toughest Test, and she proved that she's actually kind of a bad A.
I have always loved JoJo, and that's another thing. A lot of people don't like her, so I think I'm, like, against the grain here on all fronts. But the reason why I like Abby Lee is because, one, I think she's a little misunderstood. Two, all of my coaches were as mean, if not way meaner than her.
Shout out.
Way meaner. And they were incredible. Incredible coaches. I learned so much. I was fantastic, and I'm grateful for that. But that's why, because my coaches pushed me, and they were mean, and that's fine. And I feel like Abby Lee was very much the same way. there were things she said that I was like, okay, that was like kind of abusive, but it is TV, so who knows if they made her say it or whatnot. Like,
give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I'm gonna give her benefit of the doubt. Why not?
That's fine.
Yeah,
I guess.
So you.
She just glared at these kids that watched that sat down in front of them and watched the movie.
Well, they probably were like, "Oh my gosh, it's Abby Lane." She probably was like, "Shut up! I don't want people to know. I'm just trying to watch a movie."
Yeah, and like again, poor celebrity, but yeah, it's your life.
Yeah, true, and you make millions, so.
There's tons of stories, and it's not even about the money, but there's tons of stories of like people being sincere, celebrities being awesome, being nice with their time, and just like being not a crappy person.
Yeah. I think, though, I don't think every celebrity has just all nice stories.
They don't.
Yeah, people are going to have bad days.
If I was a celebrity, I'll never be a celebrity, but if I was a celebrity, like, I'd just be nice to people, I think. Okay. So here's an example. I read a story somewhere of somebody saying, they were walking by and they saw The Rock. And they pointed at him like, hey, it's The Rock. And he's like, F off. And everywhere else, like, there were people responding like, no way. That doesn't sound anything like him because I've had multiple good experiences with him. Our family members ran into him in a hike in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
And he was like super nice.
It was during COVID, like peak. It was like COVID had just really like gotten strict and there was like restrictions. And he was still so nice to everyone that said hi.
Yeah. So, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Okay, you ready for my next one?
Yeah, I'm excited.
This one's mid.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, I don't know. It's fun just because it's a big name celebrity.
Ooh.
First of all, shout out to me for taking second in a scramble golf tournament this weekend. Second place, isn't that sick? Yeah, I know. It's freaking stupid. Doesn't matter. Listen. This one comes from Ask Reddit. I'm not going to scroll up to what the post is called because I don't want to lose the comment that I liked. It's from 6 years ago, so it's from a while ago. Went to a basketball game with my dad, and we stopped by the bar area in the arena first. The game had just started, so it was pretty empty except for the bar itself. My dad goes to the restroom, and I walk up to the bar to order a beer. There's only one seat at the bar next to a guy in a baseball cap and sunglasses. I politely ask if the seat is taken, and he just says, nope, it's all you, man. We shoot the shit for a couple minutes. He's sitting on my right, and eventually he says he and his wife are going to go to their seats. He extends his hand and asks my name. I tell him and ask his name. He says, Justin, nice to meet you, dude. Have a good night. He and his wife leave, and the bartender comes up to me and says, you know that was Justin Timberlake, right?
No way. That's sick.
I immediately did a double take and couldn't believe I didn't recognize him even with the hat and sunglasses. I told my girlfriend at the time, who was a huge Justin Timberlake fan, and she couldn't believe I met him without knowing it was him. She wouldn't let it go for like a month. And this edit. To answer some questions, this was a Memphis Grizzlies game, and no, the bartender wasn't messing with me because during one of the timeouts, they showed him on camera and had him come onto the court to wave at fans and hype the crowd up, etc. I don't think he expected them to do that and didn't like it because he left at halftime. Probably just wanted to go to a game without being hounded by fans or something. Edit 2. I never got a good look at Jessica Biel. She was wearing sunglasses as well, but she didn't say anything at all during our conversation. And since I didn't even realize I was talking to Justin Timberlake, I wasn't about to gawk at this random beautiful woman while talking to her husband. Edit 3. I'm aware JT is a part owner of the Grizzlies. I'm not sure if I'm right about why he left at halftime in my first edit above. That's just a complete guess, given that 1, he left. 2, I'm assuming he didn't want to be recognized with the hat and sunglasses. And 3, he obviously goes to plenty of Grizzlies games, and usually he isn't trying to hide his face, assuming that's what he was trying to do this time around. But who knows? He could have left the game early for any number of reasons.
That's hilarious. I would die if I sat across from a famous person like that and just had no idea. And he just left. Like, I would have been like, wait, come back. I need your number. Or like something.
Something.
Oh, that sucks.
Something. And yet, when I imagined it being Justin Timberlake, like, if that was me, I like Justin Timberlake as much as the next millennial dude. You know, like, it's not like I have some affinity for him, but, like, that's somebody that would cause major starstruck for me. I'd be like, I don't even know what to say to you. You're like, you are a superstar.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But I have heard before, and I've read other places, that he's like a good dude too.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a good guy. So, yeah, that was crazy. One of the ones that for sure, like, I would be glad after the fact that I didn't recognize him because I would have made myself look like an idiot if I did.
Oh, I wish I could hear that combo.
Yeah, I don't know what I would say if I knew it was him. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I've met other famous people.
Yeah, like who?
Well, so I... And this one's not much better than your Shomo one, honestly.
Really?
It's not great. It was at One Stop over here, which is like a... For those of you that don't know that are listening, it's like a health food store, and you can go in there and buy a protein shake. So when I was playing golf in college, I used to go over there all the time before practice or after practice and get a shake. Well, I went on to the one. This was on... it's in Gilbert, Arizona. Spoiler alert. People that listen to this, they're going to know. I ran into Donovan McNabb, who was a quarterback in the NFL for the Eagles.
Okay.
He was on the cover of Madden in like 2005. So he's like a big, he's like a star player. Was a star player. Played for Andy Reid. Anyways, he's a big deal. And I walk into One Stop and he's leaned over the counter and he's like kind of boisterous personality, like talking to the people working there. And on my phone, I like saw him and I had to look up, like I did Google Donovan McNabb to make sure that it was him, seeing him in person.
Yeah.
And anyways, it's on my phone and the guy behind the counter sees and he's like, it's him.
No way.
I was like, oh, dude, that's crazy. I have to say something. So I go up to him.
No, you didn't.
After I got my shake, I did. I was like, yo, McNabb? He's like, what's up, man? And he literally shook his, like, stuck his hand out, shake my hand. And I shook his hand. And I was like, man, I used to sack your ass in Madden all the time.
No.
That's literally what I said. He's like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, my good friend was an Eagles fan, and he used to always be the Eagles. And it was like, it didn't come out good. Like, it was awkward. And what I was going for was, like, a little bit of humor, and it didn't, like, land. Like, he didn't, like, laugh. And anyways, the tone was off, and I was just like, yeah, that's crazy. Hey, good to meet you, man. Have a good day.
Okay, you ended good.
Peace out, bro.
Wow. So we all just say these cheesy one-liners to try and, like, connect with them. Like, we know you. Ride makes me feel some type of way, bro. I used to sack you in Madden, bro.
So
funny.
And, like, oh, why? Why is that what I said? Like, cringing. I don't know what else, like, what else should I have said? Even looking back on it, I'm like, yeah, my friend was a big Eagles fan growing up, so... That's how I know you.
No, you just say McNabb.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. So nice to meet you.
I should have done that.
Take care, bro.
Can I
get your number?
I'll add the photo that I took of him to send it to my friend.
Stop.
Can we add that somewhere? Yeah. You're the social media person.
Yes.
Okay, because we have another one. How about Donovan Mitchell?
That was the best.
That's my guy.
I miss him. If we could have him on the pod.
That would never happen. Don't even try. Let's just tell a story.
I'm not going to try. My friend's cousin Tasha used to work for a fancy catering company in Calabasas. One morning, she gets a last-minute order from someone who very clearly, Kris Jenner, who requests brunch for a small family gathering. Tasha rolls up to the mansion in her beat-up Prius wearing a Hard Rock Cafe Las Vegas hoodie. Kris herself opens the door, flawless, sipping something sparkly. And immediately invites Tasha on a tour of the kitchen to see if the energy is good.
Very normal. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I love her. She is mother.
Is she doing that to just a stranger? Just like a caterer?
I think it depends. Yes. I definitely could see her doing something like that. But it depends on her mood.
Mm.
You know? Like she has to be. Maybe she's had a few drinks. Like she's feeling good. That's my guess. I don't know.
First thing in the morning.
Yeah. Yes, I believe that.
I mean, it's her world. Yeah. It's her world. It's Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. As they're setting up, Tasha spots a giant bowl of green M&Ms. Kris catches her staring and says, "You can have one, but you have to guess why they're all green." Tasha panics and blurts, "Because they match your soul." Dead silence. Then Kris loses it, full on laughing. Crying, calling someone to come hear what this girl just said. She sends Tasha home with two trays of sandwiches and 2 weeks later a handwritten thank you card on monogrammed Kris Jenner stationery.
Stop. Are you joking?
Tasha still has it framed. No one knows what the green M&M thing meant.
What did it mean?
I don't know what it meant. What party was this? Let me see if I can figure it out.
It's not, it was just a brunch. But it was a...
Do you think it was like St. Patrick's Day?
I mean...
It's like the best guess.
That would make a whole lot of sense, but I also feel like the person that posted it would have known.
Yeah, that would have been an easy one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Kris Jenner is the queen of... what do you call it?
She's just the queen.
She's just the queen of like being a celebrity. Okay, this is a really short one, but I thought it was great. So this one says, met Elon Musk in a Tesla store in LA. Really wanted to meet him, but didn't want to be that guy. Decided I had a plan. So I walked up to him and said, excuse me, do you work here? He replied, I mean, yeah, kind of. I say, what can you tell me about the entertainment console, the Model S? He says, let me see if I can find someone to help you. To which I say, nah, I'm just screwing with you. He laughed and shook my hand and walked off.
Oh, that's so good.
I love it. Like, that's so Elon. Like, yeah. He's like, oh, kind of. Like, I own it. Yeah. This is my place.
Oh, I love that. That's genius.
Like, yeah. Whoever posted this, you win, sir. Because that was like, that was exactly how it should be.
Oh, I wish I would have done that route.
I would love to meet Elon.
Really?
Like, and it's just because I've listened to him every time he goes on Joe Rogan. I just think he would be so interesting to have a conversation with. And, like, you could actually talk to the guy.
Yeah.
This one is Cray-Yi.
Dang.
Okay. I saved the best for last.
Okay, I'm ready.
And when I say Cray-Yi, I don't mean Kanye. And this, like, if you're super into pop culture, then you may honestly, you may have heard this story. I had not, so it absolutely shooketh me to the core.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ashton Kutcher. This is not like a, it's kind of like framing a story, and then I'm going to read a news article.
Okay.
So it says, Ashton Kutcher was supposed to go on a date, but when he showed up to her house, she didn't answer the door. She couldn't answer the door because she had just been murdered. Somebody commented and said, he peeked in through the window and saw a red stain on the ground and thought she'd spilled wine, but it was actually her blood and her body was just out of his line of sight. I can't even imagine how he felt when he found that out. Okay, you ready? Hold on a second. Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death after a trial that included Ashton Kutcher testimony. Convicted serial killer Michael Gargiulo was accused of murdering three women, including 22-year-old Ashley Ellerin, who was dating Ashton Kutcher at the time. Update, Michael G. has been sentenced to death for committing a murderous crime spree that involved the death of a woman who dated Ashton Kutcher. According to a sentencing memorandum obtained by E! News on July 6th, Los Angeles Superior Court judge ruled this guy, who earned the nickname Hollywood Ripper, will be put to death. Accused serial killer Michael G., also known as the Hollywood Ripper, has been found guilty of the murder of two women, including one who Ashton Kutcher was dating. The verdict was handed down at Los Angeles court on Thursday, reported more than 2 months after the actor testified against the 43-year-old defendant. The sentence is yet to be announced, and prosecutors are seeking a death penalty. Kutcher testified that the night before her murder, he had stopped to pick her up for a date and noticed the lights were on inside her home, but that she did not answer the door. He saw through a window what he thought were red wine stains on a carpeted stairway. He said he then left, thinking she had already gone out with a friend. The following morning, Ellerin's roommate discovered her body and Kutcher learned what happened to her. He spoke to police and said he was freaking out because he knew his fingerprints would be on the home's front door. The actor's testimony marked his first public comments about the killing. That was it for the Ashton Kutcher story.
Okay, that's crazy. I didn't know Ashton Kutcher dated someone that literally got murdered.
I never knew.
And he showed up to her dead.
Yeah, he literally put his hand on the door and he saw like blood stains yes. on the carpet, but he thought they were red wine. Oh. And it said it was a carpeted stairway, so I don't know what that would have looked like, but
that's so sad.
Sad day.
I wonder how old he was.
It didn't say, but I know that the girl that got murdered was 22.
Sheesh, that's terrible.
So that's crazy. Crazy story of a celebrity being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but nothing happened. He got to testify in the trial and everything was fine.
Talk about celebrity tea stories.
Just a couple of them. I mean, just sprinkle them in there.
Sprinkle.
I've met a handful of celebrities. I've met a couple different celebs. We met Donovan Mitchell. We didn't really talk about that. We mentioned it.
Yeah, we did meet him. That was fun. We got a picture with him.
That was very fun.
Yeah.
I dapped him up like we were best friends. It felt very natural.
Of course. Yeah. We actually did good with him.
He pretty was good.
Kind of in a rush and things like that, but we were just like ran straight up to him in the middle of the street and we were like, can you get a picture of you? We love you.
Yep.
He was like, yeah, sure. And so we hurried and took one and then we let him leave and his car was sick.
It was dope. It was a Range Rover and it was like matte red. It was
you knew super immediately sick. As soon as he pulled up because we were eating outside Cheesecake Factory and he looks and he's like, oh, that's Donovan Mitchell. And it was his car and he was literally coming to just get pickup because apparently he orders out from Cheesecake Factory all the time when he plays for the Jazz.
Yeah, this was during the summer.
4 years ago?
Yeah, this was during the summer. So after his rookie season.
6 years ago.
It was a long time ago. It was a long, yeah, it was like, yeah. A long time ago. But yeah, it was so cool to see him there. I was gonna say another one. Oh yeah. Part of what I read when I was going through the stories, so many celebrity encounters happen at the Apple store.
Oh.
And it reminded me that I have one. So I was at the Apple store in the Gateway Mall before City Creek was a thing in Utah. You used to see Jazz players there all the time. But there was a player that played for the Jazz at the time. He was a great power forward, revered. His name's Paul Millsap. So I saw Paul Millsap there, and I can't remember who I was with at the time. Maybe one friend, but it wasn't like a big deal. Nobody made it like a big thing. I just saw that it was Millsap, and I don't know how, but I like was like, "Hey, Paul Millsap, like, dude, I know who you are." And I just reached out and got knuckles, and then he like got led back to the bar, and I was waiting. And Paul Millsap's brother, who I didn't know was his brother at the time, but he came up to me and like started just making conversation. He was super chill. His name's Abe, and I added him on Facebook after this interaction, and we are, like, maybe still friends on Facebook.
No way.
Yeah, Paul Millsap's little brother.
That's cool.
So yeah, that's cool. That was a fun one. Most of the celebrities that I've met would be, like, professional athletes or, like, you know, that's, like, my celebrities that I would care about.
Yeah.
Last one. I have to tell this one. It's short.
Okay.
When I was probably 13, I was at the mall in Orem with my day one A1 homie. And we went into the elevator in Nordstrom. Mm. And as the doors were closing for it to take us upstairs, somebody is like at a dead sprint trying to make it in the elevator. This dude makes it in the elevator and he was wearing a beret. I remember thinking like, this guy is like a little different. Like his style, he was like dressed very like not like what I would see at that time. And he makes a little small talk with us like, hey, how are you guys doing kind of thing? And we're just kids. We're like, oh yeah, good, good. And it's a clear elevator. So as it's going up, we see like a crowd of girls running to try to like catch where he was as we went up. Yeah. And we went out and he sprints and is booking it away, trying to get away from this crowd of people. And like some of them have come up the stairs and they're all talking to us. They're like, do you know who you were just in the elevator with? And me and my buddy are like, no. They're like, that was Freddie Prinze Jr.
Shut up.
In the elevator with Freddie Prinze Jr.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I like still, like I'm sure he's a big celebrity to a lot of people. But at the time for me, I was like, who?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, he's Fred in Scooby-Doo. I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool.
Girls are chasing him? That is
like a crowd.
That's crazy. You're like, oh, I'm about Freddy, but I'm Joe.
No, I was like, that's really cool. I was like, that's...
He went that way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, let's get him. He's over there.
Did you tell him where he was going?
I didn't know where he was going. He literally booked it as soon as this thing opened. And I was like, well, that's crazy. And like, yeah, he was just trying to get out of there.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Being a celebrity must be tough.
I feel like it would be very tough, but also the money's great. So you could just stay in your mansion.
I mean, you say the money. Money can't buy everything. So I've been told. So for this week, your homework, you don't have homework, but just email us, internetfrenzy@gmail.com. Tell us your crazy celebrity stories. If you know crazy, like, tea or, like, you've heard crazy things, I want to hear about it because I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll even reply and tell you some of the crazy stuff I've heard about celebrities. Maybe. Stuff that I'm not willing to say out loud, but like that I've heard from pretty credible sources, right?
Shoot.
You want to have conversations about celebs? That's kind of fun.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, thank you guys. Stay tuned for next week. Internet Frenzy's on 3, baby.
Love y'all. Thanks for the support.
Internet frenzy on three. 1, 2, 3. Internet frenzy. Internet frenzy. Electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits were blending. One click, no pretending.